Okay, hello, good morning. This is Munich Mag 92.1 on our radio and Great Southern FM. Good on you for tuning in. A solo today. Yeah, the other guys are loafing off. Nick's probably on assignments. He's an old man doing academic studies, and Tony's gallivanting around the place doing something I don't know about. I think it's land title stuff, and Jody's busy. I think Jody went to Melbourne, and I need them back in the next couple of weeks because I'm going to shoot away again. Yeah, sorry, I missed you last week. It was at Parliament House talking juvenile justice, and great forum, great speakers there, including Jerry Georgiadis and that professor, Fiona Stanley, Australian of the Year, otherwise referred to as a premier, as a liar and activist, but I think she's gotten to like that title now. And every time I introduce her, I call her a liar, but very radical. No, radical's the wrong word, eh? Hey, radical's the wrong word. She knows her stuff. She's committed. She's well in tune with issues around young people because, of course, she used to head up the Telethon Kids Institute and worked over there for a long time. And her history goes back to early 2000 where she provoked or initiated the National Aboriginal Children's Health Survey, which people refer to a lot, and we may do today. But look, thanks for joining us today. This is our regular weekly show. Good news stories about First Nations peoples, and sometimes we refer to other stories that might be traumatic or stressful for other people. But today we're talking to a couple of people from Sister Kate. Oh, what was Sister Kate, you reckon? Well, we're going to be talking to Jenny and Jacinta from Sister Kate's Homey Children Aboriginal Corporation. That's a mouthful too. And they're going to be talking to us about that name too, and the history of Sister Kate's, one of the first experimental homes in Australia for quadroon children after the 1905 Aborigines Act. So we'll be talking to Jacinta and Jenny. So sit back, stay locked to 92.1. Murich Mag, and of course, hello to our listeners on Minang Country, Great Southern FM, and Wadjuk Country Noongar Radio. Let's go to a song, and I'll introduce you to the personnel from Sister Kate's. Welcome back to Murich Mag here. Jim solo today. No Tony, no Nick, no Jody. But I've got some wonderful guests to fill the time today. They're going to sit with me for an hour. It's a torture chamber, they reckon, because they're feeling a little bit stressed and embarrassed or shame. But we don't know the word shame in this studio, Jacinta. Jacinta, say hello to our audience of Murich Mag.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
Jacinta Blurton. Who's your mum and where you're from?
So I'm a Noongar woman from Perth, but I grew up in Newman and lived in the Pilbara in my childhood days. But, proud Noongar.
Right? Not Ballardong?
Oh, yeah, with Dad's side, Ballardong. Mum, she's a Gurindji from Northern Territory.
Right.
Yeah, and which we just recently went, Darwin, good near that
you.
Area.
Good on you. And Jenny Day, welcome to British Mag. Who's your mob and where you're from?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you very much, Jim. Met you up in again in Darwin. You're a pretty special man. I'm a from the Western Desert, Yamaji Wongai Yoga, and my mum was brought up in Sister Kate's, so we can talk about that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sister Kate's is probably an unknown for our listeners out there. We may have mentioned it once or twice over the years. I don't know what podcast we're up to. I think we've done 170 podcasts. So looking for new talent now to help run the program. So I might be looking at that person right now, Jacinta.
Yes.
So Jacinta and Jenny, both from Sister Kate's Children's Home. And explain what the place is, how it originated. Both of you can talk.
Mm.
We'll just have a yarn, you know.
Okay, well, I'll start with the yarn. Kate Clutterbuck and Mr. Foy established it in Queen's Park. So if you go along Treasure Road there, you will see the institution where the children were taken, and they were placed in cottages, and we have discovered a few events that were not conducive to the best behaviour from everyone. So it was, they were collected, these children were collected from all over Western Australia and brought there in under the policy of the devil, Mr. Neville, to so that they could then become brought up in society, that they could then be white people.
Mm. Thanks for that intro. Of course, Sister Kate's was an experimental home nationally for quadroons. What is a quadroon, Jenny?
Well, a quadroon is someone who... Well, what happened... It's best explained that, say, when my mother was born on Wongawal Station out of Wiluna, and what they did was they then took these children and put them down in Magumba and they colour-coded them.
Right.
Can I say that? Colour-coded. And those children who looked like that they could pass in society were then sent down to Sister Kate. Sister Kate's, in all the documents that I have seen, has said she did not want the darker children. And that's another blight on our society, but it's something that it's good to know. So my mum, I thought my mum was a European nation, but as we go and we will talk about it, she did not want to mention anything. In fact, when we were young, I used to say something. I asked a question. I tell you what, I never asked that question again.
Thanks for that bit of intro. Sister Kate said, as we know, and I think our listeners have probably heard this before, that 1905 Act, Aborigines Act, was all about breed out the colour. Yeah. Sorry, no, the breed out the colour was between 1930 and 1960.
Yes.
But 1905 Aborigines Act gave the government, I guess, the care and protection of First Nation people in Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, quadroon was the word bandied around for people that went to Sister Kate's would probably come out as white and forget their Aboriginality. Oh, goodness me. Look, you might have some concerns about what you're hearing. 0405 921 921 is our text line, 0405 921 921. Let me know if you're happy or unhappy with this conversation, but that's the truth, and that's what we're saying. Jacinda Blurton, so your mob are from the Perth area, Ballardong and Gurindji.
Yes, so with, like, working in Sister Kate's, my nana, Catherine Colbong, was in Sister Kate's, and she and her sisters were, I guess, was a part of the introduced trauma of the Stolen Generation. And intergenerational trauma really played out on the kids, my aunties and mum and all that. But she was the really first person to kind of like start the healing process and break that pattern that was going to be, I guess, part of our lifestyle. But now, with her like breaking it and then coming on forward, and my mum's doing it, and now I can finally see being a part of seeing the patterns and knowing how to break that cycle of and healing within ourselves, and actually making sure that the elders are looked after with everything that's happened, and making sure that they're taken care of as well.
Good.
Wonderful.
Well, we're talking to Jacinda Blurton and Jenny Day from Sister Kate's Colbungs. I just realised now, I know all your mob. I know your pop, rest in peace, Len.
Oh, yeah, pop, Len.
Know your nans, rest in peace, Margaret. And, and of course, Kathy. And remaining is Cheryl and Carmel.
Yes.
Well, look, I know more than you know about me.
Yes.
And yes, some of those were in Sister Kate's.
Yes.
I think Margaret might have missed out, rest in peace.
Yes.
Lenny might have missed out.
Yeah.
So the rest of the family were Sister
Pop
Kate's.
Pop Gary was in Magumba.
Right, I forgot Gary, yes.
But Pop Lenny and Nana Marg was, I think they were around 18, and they were trying to keep the kids together and look out for them, but, you know, being 18, there's not really much you can do as much as the parents.
Yes, and in those days you weren't even an adult, I don't think. It's 21 days. So, okay, so we know a little bit about you. My guest here today, Jacinda Blurton, who's sitting in between me and Jenny. Jenny, tell us more about your background.
Well, the listeners might know Ted Kilmurray. He played for East Perth, the master of the flick pass. He's my uncle. So my mum was born along with three other siblings at Wongawal, and my grandmother's name is Genevieve. My father, when I was born, my mother said she would like me to be called Genevieve, and my father said, sounds like a damn old car. So I ended up with Jennifer. But they were born there. They were on a station, a big station, Wongawal Station, and they were brought down. Mum's father was Tommy Mallon. Tommy Mallon was a drover, and with Mr. Willis owned Wongawal Station. So they came down and Mum, they came down via Leonora. Then from Leonora they went to Sister Kate's. And Mum was admitted there and with her two brothers and her sister on the 17th of May 1935. And one of the most interesting things is, Jim, is that my mother celebrated her birthday on the 11th of January 1930. Because when they came down, they were given birth dates. It was none of the others. They were just given birth dates. So Mum's, and I found out the other day through the Uniting Church that Mum's actual birth date was the 29th of the 10th, 28. So that's very interesting. So legal documents relating to my mother when there. And when my, it was through my Uncle Ted that my mum was able to get a passport to come to Singapore with me, because I wasn't allowed to go on my own at 21. And it was interesting because when I went in there to the building opposite where the old Duxton was, this chap yelled out, "Oh, over here, it's one of the special ones." And Mum was so embarrassed. But anyway, we got the passport only through the fact that he liked Ted, Uncle Ted. And he wanted signature.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? But anyway.
He bribed you away.
And do you know what was interesting, Jim, was that he said, just as well you came in, you know, love, because he said, you don't exist. And if you died, we couldn't bury you because you never existed. Oh. And I said, "But Mum, didn't you go to work?" And she did. She worked with Miss Seddon in Bon Marché Arcade, oh, and she paid tax. Oh. And there you go.
There you go. A real example of getting full wages in those days.
Exactly. But you know, they said you didn't exist. Just as where you came, so we couldn't bury you.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, we're going to be talking about these sort of traumatic, stressful situations in the next hour, or what is it now, 45 minutes. So, you know, stay locked to 92.1 and we'll talk some more. We're talking to Jenny Day, CEO of Sister Kate's and media
the
person.
The interim CEO.
Oh, okay.
You're only interim.
Yes, and Jacinda, you're interim too. You're the media person.
No, she's not. She's awesome.
Well, she's a media person from now, because I think she just volunteered to come into the radio station and help me out on Woodish Mag. Let's go to a song. Beagle Bay Mission, where she was living at one point and probably from Stolen People, and that's her song, Stolen Children. Don't know where Kerry Ann Cox is these days. I suspect she might be over in Byron Bay and might be surfing, might be hippie. Who knows? Good on you, Kerry Ann Cox. A big shout out. Met some of the Cox people there. They're all from the Broome and a lot of Coxes in that area. In fact, the late Buddy Morrison married a Cox. In fact, we called him Buddy Cox because he left Noongar country, became a Cox, and we divorced him. No, we didn't, but rest in peace, old Uncle Buddy, and rest big shout-out to all the Cox people. Ripple Effect earlier, we forgot to announce that, but I don't really have to announce that because it gets played all the time. Welcome back, Jenny. Welcome back, Descender.
Right.
Hello.
Great. I like the way you put your earphones on. They look so amazing. They look like something. I've seen them in cartoons. Okay.
Oh, look, I'm a cartoon now. Look, yeah, Jimbo here on Murich Mag, 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM, and talking to Jenny and Jacinda about Sister Kate's. Okay, so we had a bit of history, a bit of history, and we don't want to prolong that because history is not always nice for us blackfellas. Mm. Let's talk about what's happening now in Treasure Road, Queen's Park.
Yeah, this is exciting. It's taken a long while, and I thank very much TJ and the and her team that we finally got a block of land. Now, this block of land is probably conservatively valued at over $30 million. That's very good, but this doesn't belong to the state. This belongs to, now, the Sister Kate's Aboriginal Corporation. So we are right next to and we abut the Queen's Park Primary School where our mums went, mum and dad went. But now we have a new, we're developing new cultural structures on this block. And to preface it all, we've got, we were fortunate enough to get Jacinda Blurton to come, and Jacinda has created this amazing logo.
So with the logo we created, Jen came up to me and she had a plan of having Sister Kate in a long term. So she had the plan of 2024 to 2064. And the inspiration for this NAIDOC this year was Keep the Fire Burning. And with that, I had the inspiration to do a art piece of the elders passing on knowledge to the youth and to keep that going. So even though if I grow as old and elder, there will always be youth that I will pass that knowledge on, and then it will continue and keeping, because I think like with going to these type of like the events with Stolen Generations, we have a lot of self-identity issues that are with the youth right now, and it's good to keep in contact with the elders and knowing the knowledge, where you're from, where your country's from, who's your mob, and just being a part of that. And that's what will make you feel more, I guess, connected with culture and your identity.
And it's really interesting there, because the number of people, including professional people, who've said, please, Jacinta, may I have a copy of this wonderful logo? Because as we know, when we're looking at any Aboriginal family, we are always looking at three or four generations. So our first generations, which are our Stolen Gen, they are their elders, and they are sick and tired of telling their story. They've had enough. So what we have to do is we have to say, okay, the next generation, which is my generation, we are completely ignorant, really, of, because we were never told the stories. So now what we're looking at is we are now looking at the youth to lead, because it's the big question is, how can we as an organisation, which is Sister Kate's, how can we get the grandchildren to maintain this positive attitude? And that is what Jacinda has absolutely nailed it with her beautiful logo.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jacinda. You're an wonderful artist. You're not just a media star, an artist.
Thank you.
So when do we get to see this? When is it going to be launched? Is there a launch?
Yes, we're going to have a launch, because we are looking at, well, we've redone our Facebook and our, you know, for Instagrams and all of those other interesting contacts, social media. But that's why we've got Jacinda. Jacinda is a connection with our elders for cultural learnings, and is able to represent those in a way in which she engages the youth. So we're so proud. I am so proud of what she does. She and by the way, I can boast too to say that Jacinda delivered papers up in Darwin for the Healing Foundation.
Oh.
And she has she has impressed them no end.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations again, Jacinda. So you've got this block over at Sister Kate's.
It's across
where is that
the road?
Located?
It's across the, it's on the corner of Cross Road and Treasure Road in there. And it's about 2.6 hectares. Now, we wanted a light footprint. We don't want, an R&I tar on it. We don't want that. So what we are constructing with our members, and that's why we're looking at them carefully, we're doing two incredible cultural structures. And can I just say that they've got a lot to do with the Woggle, and then if you just stand by, you'll see what we mean. It is right. going to be awesome because remember too, in having 2.5 or 6 hectares, we are right in the middle of urban land.
Right.
So we have to be very careful what we put on it because
it's actually bushland.
It's bushland and it will remain there. We've got banksias, we've got beehives. I thought they were wonderful, bee hotels. And we've also got bird boxes. So the children next door from the school, Queen's Park Primary School, and our little ones will be budding scientists.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they're learning and looking because we are very good at observing. Ooh. That's why we are the longest living culture, because we are very observant and we work with nature.
Sounds like Dark Emu, Bruce Pascoe, but we won't talk about that today.
Yeah.
So the challenges are there, but so we're talking Sister Kate's and we'll get to know what the new name is shortly.
Yes.
Although you got the artwork, you perhaps haven't got a name yet.
No, we always consult with our community.
Okay,
we never do it. There's no leader here.
Right.
We are a group and that's really important, very important.
Okay. I'm going to go to a song and come back and talk about challenges and what... I mean, you know, you probably drove in on Polly Farmer's Highway, freeway tunnel.
Yes.
You know, how important is that? We now know that the Polly Farmer Foundation has a new home in East Perth. They actually just recently purchased some land, I hear, over near the East Perth Railway Station.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to a song. There's Dan Salton, the same man, but talk some more after the song about... Well, some of the experiences that your people have had and some of the traumas trials and tribulations of
with
Sister
this block.
Members.
Oh,
no,
this,
with your current members, yeah. Mm. Let's go to a song. Welcome back to Morich Mag on 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. And my guest today, talking Stolen Mob, Stolen Generations, Jenny and Jacinda, and that was, what was his name? Dan Salton there singing Same Man. So welcome back, you two, and our listeners hopefully are tuned in. 0405921921 is our text line. 0405921921. Yeah, but if you'd like to have a yarn, 9260-9210, but don't call, we're too busy. did I say that?
Oh,
welcome back, Jenny. What else are you going to tell us about currently what's happening? There's a name change, a bit of artwork.
Yeah.
How many members do you have?
Well, we have a lot of members, but they don't. And so we're gathering them again.
Right.
So through families, we're gathering, because there's been we haven't kept up with the Facebook and that type of thing. So there's been this change. So it's almost like we'll stand by because this Stolen Gen now is led by the youth with the advice of the elders. And Jacinda is right in the middle of it all.
Right, well, of course, Murish Mag can play a role in that, in letting community know, because as you know, it's we relay our program to Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM, so there's a good opportunity. And I suppose Sister Kate's Homies, for want of a name, I mean, for want of people, for want of Stolen Gen people, I mean, they're all over the shop. I got a call from someone in Redfern Legal Service the other day of a Sister Kate's person in Redfern.
Really?
And yes, there's more than one. So a lot of stolen people just get out of the state because of their bad experience and will never come back.
That's right.
So that's, so I would imagine when you do have some sort of gathering that you're going to be encouraging people from all over the shop to,
that's right.
Sorry, all over the state and in other places to come home.
That's right. Mm. And as you know, when we were in Darwin, all meeting up with the Stolen Gen generations up there. There was 150, delegates, and they told the stories about how that they had found brothers and sisters that they didn't know were... They didn't know. That's the point, didn't know.
Yeah.
So what we're doing now at the moment, we are very fortunate because the group that was running Sister Kate's and doing a wonderful job was... We got a Lottery West grant. Thank you very much, the government, and also ILSC, who owned the block. And so we spent many, many years, this is based in South Australia, to actually transfer the title from the Indigenous Land and Sea Council to Sister Kate's, which was delivered on the 17th of June this year. So we are now owners of the block. There is no water or power on the block, but we still get our water bill. which is interesting because the water goes past. But we're learning financial literacy with our members, and we are developing strategies to look after this block because it does require money.
Yeah.
Mm. And that we will, and that we are doing, that we are developing programs so we pay for our, we pay for the facilities and things on the block.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure ICR can do a community announcement for you.
Oh, that would be
so
nice.
We don't have to just use Moorinch Mag. It could be something that is run sort of regularly leading up to a time that you choose.
Yes.
So keep it in mind.
Yes.
And you can come and get some of the, one of the many talented people here to run a community service announcement.
Well, see, that's really important. Actually, on the block at the moment, we have a dieback station that was developed by someone in Denmark. Beautiful stainless steel, and that's so that we don't want dieback in our in amongst our benches. So we have removed all of the, or a lot of the weeds. We still get some Watsonia plants, but we've got all of our trees and everything will be as they were in the beginning. Yes, it is sandy block, but it is a beautiful block to come and heal. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at, just heal. And what do we mean by heal? We mean that Stoll and Jen can come along and with their family sit down and meditate and remember what the elders went through and, you know, where they were and what they stood for is what we are developing in our youth through Jacinda.
We're talking to Jenny Day and Jacinda Blurton here today on Moorinch Mag, talking about Sister Kate's, an experimental home for children who were taken away from families. And as you heard, they used a card system to determine colour in some places. And if they were fair enough, they were sent to Sister Kate's. Jenny and Jacinda have joined me for the program, and they think they're going to leave shortly, but they're not. I've locked the doors. I've locked the studio doors to keep them here for a while. So I'm going to go to Emma Donovan now and play a song. Emma Donovan is an amazing artist. Sadly, couldn't get a taxi at the airport when her last trip to Perth, but then again, maybe there's a lesson here for cabbie drivers that, you can't discriminate. Emma is an amazing artist. Yeah, related to Casey, of course, the famous Donovan family over on the East Coast. Mm. That was her song, Mother, dedicated to mothers that we got in the studio today, Jenny Day, dedicating this program to her mother, and, of course, all mothers who had children stolen from them. So I guess challenges now for Sister Kate. You're talking now about young people getting involved and Jacinda's driving that. She's driving the artwork. She's driving the logo. She's obviously going to be taking on a full responsibility for the new profile of Sister Kate's. So challenges then. You know, we've talked about it. You talked about your members not being connected very well of late, and you're talking about getting them together for some sort of gathering, and I reckon we at Moorinch Mag can play a role in that, and in my other role when I'm on the streets out of here, I can help too with supporting that. Good. But so, young people then, what are you doing with young people, Jacinda?
So with Sister Kate's, we're doing a committee called Wajak Idol, where we have a youth advisory board, so there'll be a member group, a committee group, with me as a chairperson, with a co-chairperson as that would be a Marmon, which is a man,
but a bloke,
a Nyunga man. So we will create projects and programs that will help the youth, but also with getting advice and leadership from the elders, which is called Brudias, and that's the elder group. Committee where we will get information, knowledge, and pass that towards the youth in the Wajak Idol. And within the Wajak Idol, it's kind of like learning and practicing culture again, which is singing, dancing, learning your kinship law, finding that identity and connection back to like as being a Nyunga.
And misplaced, of course, being misplaced as a stolen person and living that life of being misplaced and not really understanding your background. So it's now it's a responsibility for you. I like what you're doing.
And it's good for, like, to actually listen to the elders, because I've always said, acknowledging their hurt is acknowledging your hurt as well.
Yes.
So then it's like a place of healing when, you know, it's not intentional. It was just an introduced trauma that happened. So it's so you can just, I guess, start that healing process of, moving forward.
That's exactly right, and that's why we've got the talent of Jacinda, and we're lucky to have her here with us. Where we've used Wajak Idol, we've had many calls to say, can I sing, and are we going to go on telly? And I said, look, it's about idolising your elder. And what did you find from your elder that you take with you to keep your spirit alive? And you may want to be able, you might sing, you might write a poem, you might dance, you might do what you like. But that's what Jacinda has now got into a fantastic program.
Right. Look, you're looking for young people. Do you want to give out a number so that people can call you?
Yeah, definitely. So if you are interested and wanted to join up with Wajak Idol, you can contact on 0431 791 405.
Repeat that, please, Jacinda. 0431
791 405.
Good on you. Look, we have been talking eugenics. If you don't know that word, look it up. We're also talking epigenetics, and that's what some of the issues our young people are dealing with, because they're inheriting their old people's pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we need to be aware of. Epigenetics and eugenics, of course, read out the colour. Look, this is Murish Mag. Thank you for those people that have texted in on 0405 921 921. Thank you for joining the show and giving us your thoughts on these ladies who are talking about... There's Yorgas here. And are talking about Sister Kate. So thanks for coming on board. We're going to close the program now with a song from a fellow from Palawara, Eastern Seaboard, New South Wales, Glenn Sculthorpe. My name is. Goodbye.
Thank you.